And filling in for Nikki this week is Claudia Marquez. Claudia, what's going on in the biz?
Well, I think we could say that Tracy Morgan is not the luckiest of guys when it comes to cars and accidents.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
Right? So yesterday, he bought a $2 million Bugatti. And about an hour later, a driver from New Jersey who made a left turn for the right lane slammed right into it.
What are you doing?
This is what happens. Like, you know, this is why I don't buy expensive anything. You know, sunglasses I'm going to lose. You
right.
know, cars you're going to dent. Like, these things happen. Like,
of course, you're going to dent your car, but you don't think yeah. you're going to get into an accident an hour later after purchasing a $2 million car. So apparently he got out of the car and said, "You witch," with a B, yeah. "I just got this." And then the ambulance came and he was treated. And he said before leaving that his left hip was hurting a little bit. However, the Bugatti was pretty scrapped.
He was more upset about the fact that his new car got destroyed.
Yeah.
More than the fact that he almost could have died again.
Again, for the second time.
Just priorities. Think of the insurance premium that he's going to have to pay now. I mean, like, yes, I would be very upset at that
I'm sure
as
he's
well.
Okay.
He should just hire a driver. I think it would be easier.
Yeah.
With the money he has, you know, get a limo and be driven around.
Take the bus.
A Bugatti's a two-seater, so, I mean, your driver's going to be right next to you. You're going to be sitting in the front seat. That doesn't really
no, you're right.
seem like it's... very practical.
Yeah, the payoff's not quite as good.
No, exactly. We all know that Adam Levine is leaving The Voice after 16 seasons. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm kind of disappointed because I really like sort of like the back and forth between him and Blake. However, there will be some romance on the show because Gwen Stefani, who is Blake's lover, mm-hmm. will be replacing Adam on the show, and she's really, really excited about it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I mean, Blake's my best friend, so I get to hang out with him at work, which is weird. It was really quick. It was like, they just, I don't know, it was like literally a text and then my manager called and they was like, yes, let's go. Yes.
Ooh, I don't know. This could get really tiring really fast.
Well, she was like a guest judge
she
for
was.
A year on the show.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of that. Like, she'd sit on him and stuff like that. So I hope that this time around, they sort of keep it kind of separate.
No.
And, well, I mean.
No, I think that they're milking this relationship
yes,
for all that
I
it's
agree.
Worth. You know, sure, yep. it's a singing competition, but there's also a reality TV show element to it that I think...
Yeah, I think the reason why they went with Gwen Stefani is because of the dynamic that she has with Blake
mm-hmm.
Shelton. Certainly, she's already super, super talented, but you can't tell me that it doesn't have something to do with the fact that her and Blake Shelton are engaged.
Maybe, but hopefully they don't break up during the show because that
are
is
you kidding
be
me? That'd be great
so
for ratings.
Awkward.
You know that's exactly what they're hoping for.
They're going to be doing everything so that they split up during the show. Oh, goodness. Anyways, Bebe Rexha, I love her. She's going to be turning 30 in August, and she's really accepting it well, and I love it.
Dirty 30. You know, a lot of times women are meant to feel bad about turning 30, and I'm like, honey, I am a better lover now than I was 10 years ago. Just women, feel good about your age. You are amazing, and you're perfect just the way you are.
Yeah, she just feels comfortable with herself, with her body, with her soul, and I find she's such a good inspiration for women out there.
Yeah, I mean, not that I can speak for women, but speaking for myself, I've felt more confident in my 30s than I ever have in my teens or my 20s. 30s are the decade. They've been great. It's a great decade.
Yeah, I love the 30s. Wait till you're 40, though.
Yeah.
Come on. My girlfriend's turning 40 in a couple weeks, and I'm going to echo that message that Bebe Rexha said, and I would say
own
that
it.
The same thing goes for 40, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. 40 is a new 30.
Own whatever age you are.
There
Why
you
not?
Go.